From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself this morning, Friday, the 31st of July, 2009. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Researchers at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine claim that their studies show organic foods have no more nutritional value than the stuff that's ordinarily marketed. Thus, in 2007, the organic crowd spent several billion dollars they really didn't have to. Whatever supporters quitter Sarah Palin still has appear to be pitching her to radio syndicators to be the Jillianth Limbette. Chump Channel's premier syndication wing has turned them down on that idea. Evan Cohen, the Guam Republican Party operative who tried to stillbirth the liberal Air America network by greenlighting it without the proper financial backing, has been put on probation for 5 years by a Hawaii court for stealing $30,000 from a landscaping company he was being employed by at the time. Another fool in that state appears to be the University of Hawaii's head football coach, Greg McMacken, who screwed up and used a homophobic slur in describing an event at Notre Dame University at a press conference yesterday. Hawaii plays Notre Dame in the autumn. He then tried to get the press people present to agree not to report that he'd used the slur. It didn't work. Two DeKalb County, Georgia police officers are under investigation and on paid administrative leave after they tried to run a criminal check on the record of President Barack Obama. Coincidentally, one of the officers has a name that will sound uniquely familiar, Ryan White. Another of these disgusting sexist honor killings, this time in Gaza, Fadia al-Najjar, divorced mother of five, was overheard by her father while on the telephone speaking to a man the father assumed she was having a relationship with. The father then beat her to death with an iron chain. The Palestinian Center for Human Rights reports this is the ninth such murder in Palestine this year, five of the victims having been female. Obituaries since we last met include one for Leela Naidu, the film actor who was a staple of cinema in India for four decades. Perhaps her best-known piece to Western audiences was Merchant Ivory's The Householder from 1963. Before that, she had been Miss India for 1955. Mumbai, after a long illness, at 69. Another screen image that has left us is that of Virginia Carroll, who co-starred in Western features and serials in the 30s and 40s alongside Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Tex Ritter, and Don Redberry. Santa Barbara, California, natural causes, at 95. Sandy Payton has died. Folk singer and a co-founder of the Folk Legacy Record Company that documented much of the folk music revival of the 1960s. Sharon, Connecticut, emphysema, at 80. And Reverend Ike has died, the televangelist, who preached a primitive form of prosperity theology, was born Frederick J. Ikerenketter II, before the right-wing political televangelists like Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, and Jimmy Swaggart grabbed a large share of the airwaves in America. Reverend Ike would tell his followers to close your eyes and see green. His economic religion was satirized in a couple of notable mid-1970s movies by Richard Pryor in Car Wash and Dick Gauthier in Fun with Dick and Jane. Los Angeles, after a stroke suffered 2 years ago that he never recovered from, at 74. And writer Aaron Wee Thomas Ellis has gone into that good night, the daughter of poet and playwright Dylan Thomas, followed in her father's footsteps in several ways. Surrey, England, cancer at 66. Ann Morgan, the Florida-based radio and TV talk show host of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, has passed on. The St. Petersburg Times claims that she was her era's Oprah when Winfrey was still in diapers. I suspect Lee Philip Bell might have a couple of things to say about that claim. Clearwater, Florida, congestive heart failure at 88. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. A husband and wife from New Zealand have hit it big at the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward, Wisconsin. Jason Winyard has just been declared the most successful wood chopper of all time after winning five events at the LWC and being made the overall champion for the 11th time. His wife, Carmen, won two events despite being almost 6 months pregnant. She said, "The hotter weather probably affected me more than anything. It wasn't too bad. Didn't make much of a difference, I think." The Winyards also took out the Jack and Jill category, where two people saw together. The New York Times described Jason Winyard as a softly spoken man who's built like an NFL player. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until Tuesday morning, have yourselves some peace and oranges. Thank you.